You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I thought it was a really beautiful way of doing it. It's very simple, but hard to look at every ball player on the field and not think about him. And for fans out there that watched him for 15 years here, just all the memories that creates, and hopefully that was how it felt for people, and just remind them of the joy that he brought them, and just the amazing legacy he leaves behind.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't know if mine were the highest quality, but it was a just one small thing I did. Yeah.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Nico Horner doing his warm-ups with the flip-up sunglasses. I'll tell you what, everybody wearing number 23 in Cubby Blue yesterday was quite a beautiful thing. And I think Boog said it, like, the first out of the game was a ground ball to a second baseman wearing number 23. It was Willie Castro, and everybody was wearing it, but there it was, ground ball to second. Beautiful stuff yesterday and the day before in terms of honoring Ryan Sandberg over there at Wrigley Field, and an emotional week here on 670 The Score. Want to play you Barry Rosner from the other day. Before we get to that, was watching on Marquee yesterday, and there was Bill Murray talking with Rick Sutcliffe and Cole Wright via Zoom. And Bill Murray, I mean, one of the most brilliant comedic actors of our lifetimes, and a really big-time Cub fan who still watches all the games and can talk about the team as if he's living with it every day, because I think he does. And that's fun. But it's also become, I don't know, like, we've seen Bill so much and known Bill so much. There's like a tendency for some of you out there, and understandably, I guess, to feel jaded or you know, not to be blown away by the fact that it's Bill freaking Murray. When he answered this question yesterday in a real way about Rhino, I thought it was quite lovely. When you think about what kind of person Bill Murray is socially, what kind of person Ryan Sandberg was socially, and how their relationship must have evolved through the years, this had some realness to it. I enjoyed this.
Well, I think the thing, you know, it's been hard to watch the last few days and watching the pregames and so forth and seeing all his teammates talk about him and being really close to tears all the time, because the thing that was amazing about him to me was he did what we're supposed to do. He just kept evolving as a person. He just became more and more of a person. I remember when I first met him, it was sort of like we kind of knew each other's reputation, and it was sort of like a hippopotamus and an alligator meeting for the first time. And thinking, well, I'm not afraid of this guy, but I might get hurt here. I could definitely get hurt in this little outcome. So we went at it for a little while, and he was just kind of amazed that, you know, it was really just kind of fun. And it was like a hippo and a gator. And so from that time to now, until this week. You know, each time we saw each other, you know, we could look at each other and go like, that Gator is more than, you know, he's more than he was the last time, you know, and we looked at each other that way. Like, both of us, I think, have evolved and to look at someone and say, like, God, he's just more and more of a person all the time. So, I mean, you were there, you guys were there at the statue unveiling. He was like a love machine.
Can't you see that? Like, one's a hippo, one's an alligator. And then as you evolve, you're like, ah, there's a little more to you there. I get that. Okay. All right. And they end up coming a little closer together. And he's right about how Rhino was, you know, a love machine at the statue unveiling. Barry Rosner knew Ryne Sandberg very, very well and told some amazing stories about recent visits with Rhino, but also about the day and the night of the Hall of Fame speech, which Barry wrote with and for Ryne Sandberg. And we got a chance to ask him about the day and the night of that on The Score earlier in the week.
Yeah, it's the best night I ever had in baseball, that's for sure. At the team hotel at the bar, I don't know, I think he called me at my hotel at around 10 o'clock or something like that and said, you got to get over here. And I said, well, I can't go in. You know, it's only for Hall of Famers. He said, I'll meet you at the gate. And got me in. We walk in the bar, and there's 60 Hall of Famers. And I was like, Rhino, I want to meet Koufax, Seaver, and Aaron. That's all I want. Well, now he thinks it's funny, and he's introducing me to everybody, including Ozzie Smith, who I hated. So, I mean, I want nothing to do with that. But, you know, he's got my camera, and he's taking pictures of me with all these guys. Seaver broke my camera, by the way. I should post that picture. It looks like me and a fuzzy John Madden. I should probably find that somewhere.
Wait, why did he break your camera?
He dropped it. See, oh. Well, Rhino's taking the – this is before cell phones. Rhino's taking the picture, and Seaver, who was overserved, came stumbling up to him and knocked the camera out of his hands. The guy with, you know, 14 gold gloves drops the camera, and there goes – there goes the camera. It did not work anymore after that. But thankfully, you know, it had a memory stick, so I got some good pictures out of there. But later on the patio, you know, we took some more pictures. And then Rhino and I just sat out there for hours talking about what had happened that day. And it was such a high. It was such – we couldn't come down from the high of what had just happened. And we just kept reliving it over and over again. He did say that he saw me a football field away pacing in the back and that it was a distraction for him. And I said, well, what are you doing looking back there? He said, well, I was looking for you. I wanted to know how we were doing. I said, well, I was a little nervous. I didn't know how this was going to go, but that, I just remember sitting out there and talking for hours about it. And I don't think either of us understood really the magnitude of it or that it was going to change his life as much as it did. But
did you meet Koufax and Aaron? And who was the third one you wanted to meet?
I wanted to meet Koufax and Seaver and Aaron. I actually sat down and I mean, Sandy Koufax could not have been nicer. He doesn't know me from Adam's
can of
off
paint.
Ant,
which yes. is,
you know, It's a Wonderful Life. Thank you. I mean, he has no idea who I am. And he says, sit down. And I sit down and he's telling me about the game he threw in the World Series when he won a World Series game and couldn't throw a breaking pitch because his elbow hurts so bad. I mean, how is this happening? What am I doing there? And why is this happening? Right. That's what kind of night it was. But I do have a picture with Koufax and one with Aaron, but my picture with Seaver is destroyed because he knocked the camera out of his hand.
Barry Rosner on Twitter tweeted a picture of, looks like you and Ryan at breakfast. You're wearing, I believe, a Masters hat, and he's got an Amen Corner hat, and it looks like this may have been in recent weeks or months. Last thing, Barry, can you share where he was as a person here in the final months of his life?
Yeah, well, Matt, what makes me most sad about this is that he was in such a good place in his life I tried to describe to you, and maybe I did a poor job, of how difficult it was for him to be a baseball player. You know, he admitted many times that he didn't have enough fun while he was playing, but the game was just so hard that there wasn't room for that in his, you know, in his world at the time. The game was really hard. He climbed, you know, he was a 20th round draft pick because they thought he was playing football. So he climbs every level of the minor league system and the Philly system. He is blocked by numerous shortstops there, has no future in the Philly system. After being great at every level of the minors, he gets to the majors, and then he's traded to the Cubs, and he gets to spring training, and he's got five gloves because no one knows what position he's going to play, and ends up playing third base with a week left in spring training, and was terrific, by the way. Moves to second at the end of that year. He has this phenomenal 20-year professional career. He retires and breathes a deep sigh of relief. Then comes the Hall of Fame, gives the speech, deep sigh of relief. And now what am I going to do with the rest of my life? He decides he wants to manage. What does he do again? He starts at the very bottom of the minor leagues, spends 5 years in the minors, climbs every single level, does everything the way he's supposed to. The Cubs say, we don't care. We're not interested in you. He goes to the Phillies, reaches his goal, makes it to the major leagues. He always had goals, and he always took all these steps. Reaches the major leagues. It doesn't work out for whatever reason. It was an old team. It was a bad team. He was a guy who developed young players, so it was not a great fit, whatever. He leaves the Phillies. He comes back here. He calls me. He says, you think they would let me back in? I said, I'm sure they would. I'll call Theo. I call Theo. I tell Theo, hey, he just wants to come back. He doesn't want to work. He just wants to be part of the family again. The Cubs bring him back in. He gets a ring. And now everything in his life is perfect. He's got a wife that he loves, numerous kids, all these grandkids. He's living the best life that he could possibly live, finally, with no pressure and nothing in his life except happiness. And then this happens. And it just, you know, look, we've all lost people. I've had so much in my life. We all go through it. And you know, sometimes you say, well, that person lived a long time and lived a good life, and sometimes it's unfair. Well, this was a guy who's a young man at 65 who's got, you know, a couple of decades of really good living in front of him, and it makes me horribly sad that he's not going to get that chance now. And, you know, that's life. Some people don't get the breaks. It's just, you know, there was nothing about his life that was easy, and that was okay with him. He believed in hard work. He believed everything should be difficult, and he thought that was a good part of life. But this, I think, was horribly unfair, and I'm sad for him, and I'm sad for his family, and I'm sad for all of Chicago. I just hope Cub fans understand. He truly, he always appreciated Cub fans. He loved Cub fans. He, you know, he never knew how important he was to them, I don't think, until he got sick 2 years ago, or however long ago it was now. But I hope the Cub fans know that, man, he loved you. He loved you all, and he appreciated you all. And he had a lot of gratitude for his opportunity to play in this city, in that ballpark, for you, the fans, who treated him with so much love and so much respect and so much reverence, all of it deserved, by the way. But he left this place, I hope for a better place, knowing that that he loved you and you loved him. And, you know, that's something anyway.
Barry, we appreciate you and we love you very much. Thank you so much for sharing all of this stuff about Rhino.
Yeah, I hope there was something in there for you. I'm wiped out. It's been a long week, and we'll celebrate him. Certainly we'll celebrate him. It doesn't feel that way right now, certainly not, at least not for me, but we will, and we'll remember what a good man he was and what a great player he was.
It's Ryan Sandberg conversation with our guy Barry Rosner right there. Barry doing a service for all those fans kind of processing their feelings and emotions, because Barry knew him very, very well and was able to speak on how his life had gotten to a place like that at the end. So beautiful stuff, and glad we get a chance to bring that back to you. It's Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run. Let's grab a quick phone call before we talk about today's ball game. This is Dave in Slinger, Wisconsin on 670 The Score. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Just great. Thank you.
Yep. I just wanted to give my condolences to the Ryan Sandberg family. I got a card. I'm going to send it to Wrigley Field to his wife, Margaret. It's a sympathy card I bought today. Mm. And the Cubs' problems, I mean, does it seem like the pitching has gone weak? Is that...
I don't know. I love the segue, though, Dave. I don't know. The pitching has gone weak. I'm not even sure what to do with that. But that's lovely that you got a sympathy card and are going to send it. It'll be interesting. Crane Kenny on the broadcast yesterday said, you know, they're going to be doing something, arranging something else for the fans to kind of express themselves. Yeah, as of yesterday and today, a lot of cards and flowers and such out by the statue. I think the Cubs might be planning a little something else. What an unbelievable weekend in the city. We'll give you the lineup and let you hear from the newest Cubs pitcher when we come back here on Hit and Run on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think we're a really good team. You know, I think we've played really well so far. I think that, you know, I think our offensive group, our position playing group, has been just outstanding all year. The offense, defense, you know, we haven't swung the bats as well for the last, I don't even know what the time period you want to call it, month or so. But that's just the nature of a six-month season. You're not going to stay hot like we were in April and May the whole year. But I think we're going to get back to that level. I mean, the team plays great defense, runs the bases well. And I think our pitchers and our pitching infrastructure has made a lot of guys better. So I'm excited about the second half. I think, like I said, trying to make sure the roster is as flexible and as deep as possible is one of the biggest focuses. But you know, ultimately, that's the focus. I mean, we have a really good team, and I'm excited for the last 2 months.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
It's true, Russ Matera. You nailed that. That's what the show is. Sunday morning, sometimes into the afternoon, as we are today. That was Jed Hoyer talking about the roster flexibility that he hoped to provide at the deadline. And he has provided that at the deadline because he added Willie Castro to this team. In terms of what the offense has done, boy, Seiya Suzuki's really struggling. In the last 12 games, Seiya Suzuki is 4-43. Do people realize it's that bad? Sean Sears, I know that's your guy. And he hits it hard when he hits it. But 4-43 with 16 strikeouts and just 7 walks. So in 50 plate appearances, the man has been on base 11 times for an OBP of 220. The slug is 116. The OPS is 336. So that's 12 games where your three-hitter, your righty power source, is giving you squat.
Dude, he's been so bad recently. His OPS has dropped nearly 50 points. He was pushing towards 900. Now he's about 818. So, I mean, it's been brutal.
Yeah, and in these last 12, it's an afterthought in terms of the possibilities. So when you have Tucker struggling as well, that's 2-3. That is 2-3 struggling, and that's a lot of pressure on Pete Crow Armstrong, and it's a lot of different things that you worry about. And that's perhaps why, as we look at the lineup today, we see a little bit of shuffling, not in the top part of the lineup, but certainly at the bottom. Michael Busch leads off against the righty Young for the Orioles. So it's Busch and Tucker and Suzuki and PCA. Carson Kelly hits fifth. He's your catcher. Ian Happ up to six as your left fielder. Willie Castro playing third base for Matt Shaw today. He hits seventh against the righty. You'll see Castro from the left side today. And you get Nico Horner in the eight hole at second base. And Dansby Swanson down in the nine hole, where he makes sense to be right now. Dansby Swanson with the OPS of 702. Still 51 RBIs on the season for Swanson. But he has certainly struck out a lot and is down there locked at the nine spot right now against the righty. How much Willie Castro plays? Well, he's going to fill in for Dansby as he did yesterday, for Shaw as he does today. I'm sure sometimes he will fill in left, and Ian Happ can get a day at the DH, or maybe Happ will go to right, and Kyle Tucker will get a day at the DH. We haven't seen that a lot, but Castro's going to play all over. And as the bat stays hot, it'll be interesting. I will see how much he's in for Shaw as he is today. Willie Castro, a terrific utility player. So, so capable. Here's Craig Counsell in pregame yesterday about Castro's versatility. This is a guy who played 25 games at 6 different positions last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think Willie has, like, the rare trait Willie has is he's just kind of the ability to play multiple positions on the field. The switch hitter, it just covers a lot. And I think on our group, that's kind of what we were looking for. Like I said yesterday, we have a pretty regular group, and it feels like Willie can. As we kind of go through this stretch in August here with a lot of games and just the nature of the, game 110 or whatever, he can fill in at that position, and he's been a regular and kind of do it in a lot of positions. And those are hard players to find. There's not many of those players out there.
So that's Craig Counsell on Willie Castro, who then had a terrific ball game yesterday. Did a lot of different things on the bases, at the plate, in the field, including a great play with a shovel from glove to glove coming in on a ball at second base. And Willie Castro, after the game, talked about his experience now playing a home game at Wrigley Field.
I think that's one of the best fields that I play. Like, with fans and, you know, like the weather. And, man, I feel really great. First AB, you know, I feel great. Went over there swinging, you know, tough loss today, but, you know, we're a great team. Going to keep on. We're going to go back at it tomorrow.
It's too bad that Willie Castro did not get remembered for what would have been the Willie Castro game, his debut game, playing awfully well. Matthew Boyd, terrific yesterday with 92 pitches in 7 shutout innings, and that was that. And I'm fine with that, by the way. Some people think Boyd should have gone back out. No, man, he gave you 7. You've got a lockdown bullpen that's supposed to be able to give you 2, and Caleb Thielbar has been terrific all year, just not yesterday. Which is unfortunate. The newest Cub, Michael Soroka. Don't call him Mike. He prefers to go by Michael now, and he has the right to do so. Maybe you remember Michael Soroka back when he was Mike, pitching for the White Sox. He was traded in the Aaron Bummer deal from the Braves to the White Sox, and Soroka was a bullpen guy with the White Sox over 25 games or so, and had kind of a rough go, certainly. But then signing with the Nationals, and this year had a bit of a rejuvenation as a starter, and now is here with the Cubs and will be starting rotation depth for the Chicago Cubs. And here's Michael Soroka in pregame today, addressing the media for the first time. Here are his thoughts on the Cubs trading for him.
Great. You know, I appreciate the confidence that they've showed in me, obviously, in the trade. And then, you know, the things that they said to me when I came here and the things that they really liked that I did. And I think that's a good way to move forward and just hit the ground running.
Michael Soroka, excited to be here. It's a new life. It's a new start to the season.
It's a new life. I just said it's kind of like a new start to the season for me. You know, you get some long days in July, and you're looking forward to this trade deadline and seeing what happens. And obviously, joining a team like this, like I said, it's that new breath of adrenaline and life. So looking to take that through the end of the season and hopefully help this team compete for World Series.
You're listening to 670 The Score, which can now be heard on both the Odyssey and the iHeartRadio apps. Cubs pregame coming your way in a few minutes. But here's Craig Counsell from a little earlier today addressing the media after the tough loss yesterday and needing to win today to take this series from Baltimore.
We got to talk to Soroka today, just your initial impressions when you meet him, and just describe, like, from your vantage point, what he's like so far.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's excited just to take the ball tomorrow and get started with a new team. He's gone through this before, so, you know, no worries about that. But, you know, I think I'm looking forward to having him pitch tomorrow, and I know he's looking forward to making his first appearance.
Offensively, when you're not averaging 4.5 runs a game, except for a few random games here and there, how difficult is it to win a ball game?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got some guys that aren't swinging the bat great, and that's kind of...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've led some maybe more regular lower run totals. And, you know, that's kind of what you asked the other day, is you got to win games in different ways, because you know, all season, maybe you're not going to put up six runs a game, you know, every single day of the year. So that's part of a baseball season. You know, the guys will continue to work hard, and we're in a pretty good spot for having some guys struggle for a little bit now. Those are very good hitters that are going to come out of it and are going to start producing in a really good way. So there's a lot of reason to be optimistic from that perspective. That somebody like Say is gonna start swinging the bat and do some big things, Kyle. So it's coming.
The nice thing is you guys played such good baseball to begin the season that you've given yourself kind of that cushion here to go through the ebbs and flows, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a baseball season, and over 162 games, not everything goes right, but you still got to win games, and you got to figure out a way to win games, and that's, I think Friday was a good example of that. You know, I think a couple of days in the White Sox series were good examples of that, and that's how a season works. So, you know, what's happened in the past is the past, and we got to prove it every day moving forward. And that's why I throw out those cliches that you hate. But that's how it works.
It's accurate.
What's that?
It's accurate.
Yeah.
Kind of along the lines of winning in other ways on the base running front with Quentin Berry and Jose Javier, what does it do for you as a manager when you have two guys who are bought into that aspect of the game, but also one of whom who you were familiar with, had a history with, but another one who comes in and maybe brings new ideas or just like a freshness? What did that do for you as a manager, even just from the start of the season?
I think what it did for our team is we have two very passionate base running coaches, and their passion, I think, rubbed off on like athletic, instinctual, experienced players that, you know, felt that passion and I think our players have it too. And so that's, you know, it's been an important part of this team, I think, an important aspect of this team. But I think from the coaching perspective, it's their passion that really won over the players.
What kind of impact have they had among the outfield group too? Because I know Pete's talked about them showing him stuff in spring about his first move, and
it's the same answer. I think, you know, there's different ways to convey information, you know. But I think passion is one of the greatest ways to do it, and I think because that just shows up every single day when you are, you know, as a coach or as a person passionate about a certain subject, you're going to do a better job selling it. And that's what part of what coaching is, for sure.
It's Craig Counsell from pregame today talking about the coaches, the first and third base coaches, as base running coaches and outfield coaches. Cubs and Colin Ray going against the Orioles and Brandon Young today. Meanwhile, the MLB's the Speedway Classic in Bristol is back underway. Do you see that thing? Somebody homered. I think it was Eli White who homered for the Braves, and that unleashes a car that then drives a lap around at a very high rate of speed.
That's awesome.
That looked fun. But it's a weird thing to try and shoehorn into the baseball season, that is for sure.
I didn't realize how big that Speedway is. Oh, like, it is massive.
It's the biggest. Yeah, those places are enormous. It's going to be I think it's the biggest stadium that's ever had a baseball game.
I think so, yeah. I think that I heard it was described as like one of the last Coliseums or something like that. It's crazy.
It is crazy. The Red Sox are up on the Astros right now by a score of 6-1. In the seventh inning, that was the early Sunday morning Roku game. Rays up on the Dodgers. Actually, that one is scoreless in the sixth inning there. The ones that matter, the Brewers in Washington against the Nationals. And the Brewers, they seem to get 10 to 15 hits whether they need them or not. It's like every day. And their starting pitchers are really good. You know, that's all. Just like that. No big deal. You know, the Brewers since the 10th of June are 31-12. 31-12. The Cubs since the 10th of June are 24-20. God, you heard Counsel there talking about Seiya, and he's talking about Tucker as well. Good hitters that aren't necessarily swinging it great right now. They will come out of it. You just got to kind of bide your time and hope it happens sooner rather than later. And in the meantime, it's tough. Team of the moment today was the Marlins, and they've got Edvard Cabrera going against Luis Gil, the rookie of the year, today making his debut for the Yankees. He's been out the entire season up until now. The Yankees are kind of a disaster, and it is delightful. They're a disaster right now, and they are a half game back of the Boston Red Sox, which is notable for anybody that may have bet the Red Sox to have a better record than the Yankees over the course of the season. If there's anybody that did that, whose name rhymes with Matt Spiegel, I wonder how they're feeling. I'm taking a picture of the standings. That's what I'm doing right there, so I can send it to my buddy who made a big play on that one in preseason. Look at that. It's all happening. It's all happening. Spiegel and Holmes will be back with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You've got Cubs baseball coming up in a matter of moments right here on The Score. Sean Sears has been killing it all season long on Hit and Run. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you. Thank you to Maeve Miller for doing a great job in helping us out. Thank you to Tyler Buterbaugh for stepping up and doing a great job in the back there. How about that? Absolutely.
It's always good to have a couple Tylers around.
At least one. As many Tylers as we can find. That's how we like to roll around here. Thank you to guests on today's show. James Fegan was terrific. Taylor Rogers, the new Cub reliever, enjoyed him very much. And Kevin Brown, the television voice of the Baltimore Orioles. I'm Matt Spiegel saying thanks so much for listening to Hit and Run here on 670 The Score. We'll see you next week.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.